And you will you raise it up in 3 days? But he, Jesus, was speaking of the temple of his body. So when he was raised up from the dead, his disciples remembered what he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. Jesus is the true temple. The temple was never meant to contain the presence of God, but to display it to the whole world. Jesus came to the earth as God incarnate to display God's glory, to show us tangibly God's love. What is God like? God is glorious. God is just. God is creator. And God loves his creation. Our sin separates us from God. But Jesus came to remove that separation through his death. Jesus came to restore us to the relationship with God that we were made to have, for the relationship with God that we all long to have. We weren't made to need signs of God's presence. We were made to see him clearly with our own eyes, to walk with God in the garden without guilt, without shame, without worry, but simply enjoying the presence of Almighty God. Our hearts long for this. Does your heart not long for this? Your heart longs to be with God face to face. And if you take Jesus at his word and trust in his work on the cross for your salvation instead of trusting your own good works, then you can hold on to God's great promise for our future. What is God's great promise? Well, he gave John, the Apostle John, a vision of heaven coming down to earth. A new Jerusalem, a new city of God. In the old city, the temple was the most prominent feature, a visible sign of God's presence among his people. In our current reality, our church congregation is the new temple. We have a church body supernaturally formed as a group of people who are unified together on Jesus Christ. For now, the church portrays and mediates the presence of God, but then God won't need anything to show the world what his presence is like, because he'll be fully present, fully visible, without sin, without hindrance, with all of his people for all time. In the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, the new city of God, what happens to the temple? Well, Revelation 21, 22 through 23 tells us. And John writes, as God gives him this vision of what it'll be like, he says, I saw no temple in it. There's no temple in it. Where's the temple? For the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illuminated it, and the Lamb is its lamp. In heaven, all barriers and hindrances that separate us from God will be fully removed. Our glorification will be fully realized. God the Father and Jesus the Son will be our temple and our light forever. What a glorious day that will be. But for now, we are the church. We are God's temple. We are the visible sign of God's presence to the world and to one another. That as we see God at work in our hearts, as we see through that mirror dimly, we help one another to see what we can see of God in the here and now, as we hope for seeing, as we place our hope and expectation in seeing him fully in the future. We represent Christ and show the world what God is like, and we do this best as we are a community of believers. And so, brothers and sisters, let us live as a supernatural community that cares for one another and supports one another and lifts one another up and loves one another deeply, because we have a God who has greatly cared for, supported, and loved us. We experience this God as our great and glorious Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. So let us then, as his church, portray God to the world and mediate his presence to one another. Let me pray. Dear God, as we think about this image of the temple, I pray that you would open our eyes to what you would call us to be as your church, as your community, as your body. God, help us to understand what you are calling us to together. God, help us to reject the over individualization of our society that says the individual is the most important thing, Lord. We know that you are a God who values individuals, but you value community too. You value your character that's seen in us as we sacrifice for one another and care for one another and love one another. And so, God, I pray that you would help us to draw closer to you and to draw closer to you through one another and to help one another to draw closer to you. God, I pray that we would be your temple and that as the world looks at our community, it would see you. God, help us to be this visible sign of your presence. We praise you that you are the God who is present with your people. God, we confess our sins. We give them to you in Jesus' name. And we ask that you would make your presence manifest among us, both this morning and all days, Lord. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for this image of the temple. Help us to understand, Lord. Open our eyes and help us to know and love you more. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.